Hello and welcome to the Heartworking Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Perez, and this is the podcast for first-generation Christian dads who want to grow in their faith and lead their family well. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Guys, I'm sorry, my voice probably sounds really bad. I'm recovering from a cold and just pretty much why I didn't do anything last week. I just didn't feel like it because I was sick. And, you know, when you're sick and you don't want to do anything, that kind of just sums it up. I mean, yeah, it's horrible. And if my voice is bad now, it was definitely bad then. But, you know, the sickness goes around. When you have kids, it's just, I don't know, the sickness is just always there. And it's not just like a week you're sick. It's been like months. Like, my wife was sick, then my daughter got sick. My son, my youngest refuses to say he's sick just because he knows that when you're sick, you don't get to do anything. So like, are you sick? He's like, no, I'm fine. But I mean, he's got a cough, he's had a runny nose. And then we fought it off pretty well. And then me and my oldest got sick at the same time last week. And then my wife started feeling sick again. And she was feeling better. And it just cycles through, man. And to be honest, I was thinking, I was like, you know, we might have gotten COVID. And in our home, we just treat COVID the same as anything else. We just were sick. So, I don't know. Maybe we didn't. Maybe I'm just rambling. Maybe I'm just speculating. But it's been like a month. But who knows? Because we're moving forward, right? So, quote. I got a quote to start the podcast with. It might have significance to what I'll talk about. It might not. But this one did stick out to me. And that is, oh man. Oh yeah, here it is. Thought I lost it. I don't like people who have never fallen or stumbled. Their virtue is lifeless. And it isn't of much value. Life hasn't revealed its beauty to them. Boris Pasternak, from some book, Literature, 1958. Got this book, The Impossible Takes Longer. Quotes from Nobel Prize laureates. I don't know if I said that right. The 1,000 wisest things ever said by Nobel Prize laureates. I don't know what a laureate is. Maybe it's people who got the Nobel Prize or were nominated. I don't know. I'll have to look that up next time. But that quote. You know, I actually, and I think of that, like, failure. No one wants to fail, right? In fact, sometimes I think I fail too often. And the thing is failure is a beautiful thing. It's deceptively beautiful because we don't think it's beautiful at the time of failing, but in reality, it's in our failures that we learn. It's in our failures that we grow. It's in our failures that we find God. And I think as we grow into men of the kingdom, we have to be comfortable with failure. And I don't know if you can ever really truly be comfortable with failure, but it's like, I don't know if you saw that movie, Mr. Robinson, the Disney movie. It's a really good one. I don't think it's called Mr. Robinson. Meet the Robinsons. But it was cool because it was kind of like a salute to Walt Disney, because his quote was, keep moving forward. And the family, they all, like, whenever the young kid was a scientist and he goes and meets his family, which turns out to be his future family when he's an adult, but they're all like, he always feels like so like condemned and shamed when he messes up. Like, I can't get these inventions right and no one's going to want to adopt me. But then when he meets this family, which is his future family, they're all encouraging his failures. Like, oh, you failed, right on, good job. And they're just encouraging the failures because they know in the failures, eventually breakthrough will come. And it was just, it was a really good movie. It was a touching movie. Really good. So if you haven't watched that, that's a good one to watch. Meet the Robinsons. But yeah, so much when I look back on my life, it's some of my greatest moments were marked by failure. In fact, I started this journey as really trying to grow my faith and lead my family well, become a leader in my home because I was failing, because I wasn't doing good enough. I wasn't providing for my family the way they needed to spiritually. I wasn't taking ownership. I wasn't taking leadership. And it was because I was just failing in this. I was like, I need something. There's got to be another way. And sure enough, it just put me on this path of growing as a leader in my home, a leader in my family, and growing in my faith because I realized that it is directly linked.
Excuse me.
Like I can only lead well if I'm following Jesus well. And because if you're doing all the right things, and I think this is the basis of the heart work, we can do all the right things, right? We can read books on being a great parent. We can read how to have order and structure in our home. But if we're not following Jesus in the process, we're going to find that we quickly burn out. We quickly become overwhelmed, or that there isn't fruit in what we're doing because we maybe should be creating bitterness in the home, or you know, just a fear of our dad, because when he comes home, he's just going to drill into us. He's going to do this, or you can miss the heart. I'm not saying that's everybody. That's like, but I think that's a pretty common scenario. Is you get one or the other. Like, oh, I need to be a better dad. Let me read this book on parenting. You do all these things, but you're missing the heart. You're not bringing Jesus into it with you. So therefore, it's not a complete work. And to think of it like this, would you want advice from a married couple who's never had to overcome failures, like our difficulty in their marriage? You know, like, I think I've messed up quite a bit. I've failed quite a bit in many times, but in our marriage, we have overcome. We have gone through some rough times, and we've come out on top. So I don't think I know everything. Obviously, we're still learning, still growing. But like that newlywed couple who is just so happy in the honeymoon phase, are you going to want advice from them about marriage? Probably not, because they haven't even begun to fail. Everything is bliss. Everything is awesome. And like the Lego movie, man, I make so many movie references. It's crazy. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I guess that's for you to decide. But, you know, so failure, become friends with failure. And that wasn't even the quote. But let me just read it one more time since I rambled on about it. And, you know, you can take this and, I don't know, do whatever you want with it. I don't like people who have never fallen or stumbled. Their virtue is lifeless and it isn't much value. Life hasn't revealed its beauty to them. Yeah, I just think of the mountaintops, the hills and the valleys. In order for you to recognize the hilltop, you have to go through the valley. Right? In order for you to appreciate the mountaintop, you have to go through the valley. Yeah, I believe that's it. And vice versa. If you're always on a mountaintop, you wouldn't even know when you're in a valley. Or maybe you would. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too theological, and I'm not theological. So I'll just stop there. But let's get into this episode. Took this long to really get there. But I want to talk about Legos and faith. Because I realized something in myself. And, you know, this could be a twofold episode because I want to talk about discouragement, but because that's what kind of started this. It's having a day of just being discouraged. And I don't know if you've ever had that. I'm sure you have. I'm sure everyone has had those days. So whether you're just discouraged, you feel the enemy's attack on you, you feel like things just aren't going right, you're not doing what you should, and pretty much you're having a pity party, right? Let's just be honest about it. When I'm discouraged, it's a pity party. It's because I'm thinking me. I'm thinking myself. Me, 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 me. And, you know, of course, questions come up like, when is Jesus going to answer this? Is Jesus going to come through in this prayer that I have? Is Jesus going to show up? And so I was discouraged, definitely. And then all of a sudden, so I'm, you know, I just realized, so not all of a sudden, but I'm working and I pulled out the Lego bin from our garage for the kids to play with. But all of a sudden, I just felt this urgency in my heart to build Legos. Like, man, I just want to buy a Lego set right now and just build it. And I don't know why. I mean, one is like, yeah, the on the outside is like, yeah, it's fun. You know, I'm kind of a kid at heart. I like to build Legos from time to time with my kids. I'm not as creative as I used to be, so a pile of bricks to me doesn't really do it for me. Like, I like to build like a set, like, or have some kind of thing. But, you know, so I wanted to build some Legos. And my kids were into it too, and I'm sure they wanted to build something. And so I'm looking for on like OfferUp for some cheap Lego sets. Like something I could find to build that, you know, we could all have fun with. And I found some monster trucks. They're like the Hot Wheel monster truck Lego sets, Lego Technique or Technic or whatever they call them. And it was like a bunch of them for cheap. And so I was like, cool. And they were disassembled, had the box, the instructions. I was like, I'm doing this, man. I'm buying these and we're just going to build Legos. So I go home, I bought them, came back, the kids saw, we were all jazzed about it, and we just started building Legos and following instructions. And I'll tell you, I felt a peace. I just felt good. Until I got stuck and I couldn't figure out how to get out, and it got really hard. And then my youngest was like, I want the monster truck, build the monster truck. Why aren't you building the monster truck? I was like, I'm stuck, right? I don't know how to. It was getting stressful. All of a sudden, it wasn't so peaceful. But, you know, it said it was for seven-year-olds, man, and I was struggling. But I know it was a little confusing because my oldest is somewhat of a Lego genius. Like, he's got a photographic mind. So sometimes he'll look at these pieces and go, oh, this goes to this set. This goes to this set. Just by looking at the pieces. So I was like, hey, can you figure this out? And he looked at it and he's like, no, this is confusing. I can't figure it out. I'm going to build my own. And he went and started building. He built two by the time I finished that one. But he did say that one was the hardest one. So I did it. I did do it. I started thinking. Excuse me. Sorry. There it came. Ooh. Apologize. So I started thinking. And I was like, man, what was the big need to buy this Lego? What was the big need to just go out and purchase this and build Legos? And I realized it was because in my pity party, in my current situation, I didn't have control. Like, you know, you just don't know how things are going to happen. You don't know what's going on. There is no control. And how do you get control of your life? You know, how do you get control when you feel so discouraged that things are out of control? And I'll be the first to say that, honestly, things weren't out of control in my life. It was just the discouragement, the, you know, there's spiritual attacks, and I believe that that is one of them. That when you just feel the heaviness of discouragement on you. And the Legos was me reaching for control. It was reaching for something that I can step by step do something and get results. If I just do this, and if it's not working, all I have to do is go backtrack to the last couple steps to see where I got wrong. You know, it's you can pretty much figure out where you went wrong, correct it, and then keep going, which I had to do a couple times because that seven-year-old Lego set was busting my chops. And I just think, how much do we wish our faith, our life, was like a set of Legos? You know, how much do we wish that if I just did X, Y, and Z, my kids will grow up to be faithful children of God, faithful Christians in the world. If I just do X, Y, and Z, my marriage is going to be amazing. If I just follow each step by step. If I just do this at my job, I will get a raise and a bonus and grow to another position. Right? Doesn't it sound great? But it's not how life works. And it's not how faith works. It's not how, you know, and I think there's the illusionment. Did I use that word right? The illusion of, you know, when you read these books, 10 Steps to a Better You. There is an illusion there that if you just do 10 steps, you will be a better person for the new year, ready to rock and roll. Now, not bagging it, because there's probably good information. There are things we can take and apply to our lives. But the fact is life is unpredictable. Faith is unpredictable. And how are we going to respond when we don't have control? How are we going to respond when things don't go as planned? I believe that's where, you know, true faith comes in. True heart comes in. Because, yeah, when your marriage takes a turn, how are you going to respond? How are you going to do better, right? How are you going to keep going? And I think there's beauty in that. Just, I mean, I guess it is lining up with that quote, because therein lies the beauty, is that your faith isn't really faith if it's not been tested. If you had nothing in your life that caused you to have to trust on God when you're crying, when you're on your knees, when you're unsure, if you've never been in those situations and then you still choose to trust God, has your faith really ever grown or been tested? No, those moments, as painful and as hard as they are, those moments do produce gold in our faith, in our marriage. You know, I can tell you that I've been with my wife for almost 20 years, and we've gone through a lot. And a little bit of my past is my wife and I actually were not married. For 7 years, we were together 7 years before we got married, because we weren't Christian. We didn't grow up in Christian homes. My wife kind of did. I grew up in a Catholic home. But, I mean, those things of waiting till you're married weren't really pressed upon us. So for 7 years, we weren't married, living together. And it wasn't until we were married that God came in and rescued me. I mean, really convicted me in my heart. And I got saved. I got my wife to come to church. Had to bribe her that we were going to go to Disneyland after. And she got saved. And the rest is history. We've been married 13 years. So almost 20, you know, we're a little shy. This will be our 13th year of marriage. But a little shy of 20 years being together. And I'll tell you, we've gone through a lot. But because we've gone through a lot, we've grown so much. Our love is grown. Our love has been tested. And when things get rough, we're still in the battle fighting for each other. And if we hadn't gone through anything, I don't think our love would have grown so much, because it wouldn't have been tested, you know. And so there is so much value in these times. And so, you know, if there's an encouragement to you, if you're struggling in your marriage, you know that, you know, it's also an opportunity to bring Jesus in and push on through and keep fighting for your wife, because that there is going to produce gold in your marriage. That's going to produce true growth. And same thing with your faith. If you're in a season of the winter, you know, the cold storms, my old pastor say, hey, we all go to the winter seasons where you just feel cold in the Lord. You don't feel like you're hearing anything. Bundle up, he used to say, because yeah, you're in it, you know, but there will be a time when, you know, everything will be revealed, and you know, choosing to trust God in these moments will pay off. Choosing to trust God when doubt is at your door, doubt is just reigning in your thoughts, but you're choosing to say, no, God, I'm going to trust in you, even though I do not see, I will trust. And I think of the scripture, I just read it this week, Proverbs, I lost it, because I just had it. Okay, here it is. Proverbs 20:24. The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? And I actually wrote this a while ago because it was just in there, but integrity and faith. You know, just trusting in God when we don't know. Why do we need to understand everything? Why do we need to have an answer for everything? And therein lies the battle of faith. And so maybe if you're struggling in those areas, buy a Lego set, right? Buy a Lego set so you can just decompress, find some control, and then know that, okay, I did this Lego set. Now I got to put my faith and trust in God. Now I got to bring him in. Because, yeah, that is where we grow. We grow in the battle, gentlemen, and it's not easy, it's not pretty, but therein lies the victory. And I think even as first generation Christian fathers, that battle is, I can't just say it's more bloodier, but it feels more bloodier because we haven't been shown the way, right? We're figuring out the way. We're figuring out how to be a Christian and lead our family and grow our faith, balance all these things when we've never seen it. And that's where the struggle is too. That's where the battle is fought. But we're also paving that road for our children. We're paving that road for the next generation. So I know I always try to speak to first generation Christian dads because I believe it's a bloody battle, and many people are lost in that war right there, the war of just waiting on God, the war of not of doing the right things. But hey, where is the promise, God? You said if I follow you, I won't be discouraged. Or you know, sometimes I think comfortable Christianity is preached, you know, to get us to come to Christ, like, oh, you'll never be the same once you come to Christ. And it's true. You will never be the same, but you will never be the same because you're going through battles after battles and your faith is growing and you're trusting in Jesus in hard times and you're outwardly changing as well as your inside. You're changing on the inside, but you're changing on the outside. But it's not like once you come to Christ, it's all sunshine and rainbows. That is the myth. And I think a lot of times we can come into this Christian faith with a belief. Me, hey, I'm raising my hand because that was the belief I had. It's like, you know, I become a Christian and all of a sudden all the carries of all the world, the woes and worries of the world go away. I'm a new man. And you are a new man. And yeah, you're not of this world anymore. We're going to heaven, right? But it doesn't mean there's still a battle that it needs to be fought down here. And Christianity is tough. Being a Christian is tough. And so I think that's just one of the things that needs to be said a little bit more these days, is that Christianity is tough. We're not just walking on sunshine here. It's a tough, bloody battle. And man, do we need Jesus, right? So I don't want to overly beat this on the head, but I think I can land it right there. Appreciate you all listening to the podcast. Honestly, I keep doing it because you guys out there are listening. And just when I thought that maybe I should just kind of step aside and let it be, I got an amazing response in just the listens and people showing up to hear me actually go through my midlife crisis and battle of faith. And so I don't know, but you guys are here and I appreciate you. And I hope I'm encouraging you in your fight, in your battle. And know that you guys listening are encouraging me. I truly appreciate that. And if there's any way I can help you in your journey, email me at theheartworkingdad@gmail.com. If you're interested in a course for your journey, kind of help you get started, build somewhat of a foundation, excuse me, in your family leadership, in your faith in Christ, then you can also email me and just say, hey, I heard about the course, I want it, whatever. I don't even have to say all that. Say, can I have the course? And I will send you the links to the course and the worksheets free of charge. I'm just giving it out, guys, in hopes that it will minister to you in your journey. But if you just want to connect, you can email me there too. And what else is there? Oh, and every Friday I do hop on a prayer Zoom call with that is hosted by Matt Knoll, who hosts the podcast, the Frontline Podcast for Christian Men. So he hosts a prayer call on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am mostly on there every Friday if I can, if work doesn't knock me out or anything or make me have to go kind of just listen in the background. But yeah, if you want to get on that call, email me there and I'll hook you up with Matt. It's been a powerful call, man. He's got a great podcast and it's just been awesome to see people from all over the world coming in. We had someone from Rwanda, from Egypt, from Australia, and then just, you know, Canada. He's in Canada and, you know, people all over America. It's been pretty cool. So yeah, there's that. And with that, also, if you could do me a favor and leave a rating and review for the show, I'd appreciate that. And let's just close out in prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for your love, your grace, and your patience over me. I know that in the battle, Lord, I can lose sight of who you are. I can lose sight of who I'm speaking to. And so, Lord, I just thank you that that you don't look at us with anger, bitterness, and in our shame, in our wickedness, Lord. But you look at us as sons, and you want to show us the way. You want to pick us up. You want to give us clear direction, Lord. And so I pray over the men here, Lord, that whatever they're going through, Lord, whatever season that they find themselves in where they feel hopeless, they feel lost, they feel like things are out of control, Lord, that you would just bring an awareness of who you are. That, Lord, you've orchestrated this world in such a way that everything works perfectly. You've created our bodies that they work seamlessly, Lord, that we can't even imagine the intricacies of our eyes and how you've created them and how you've created every aspect. When we just look at the stars, Lord, we can know that you are God. And so I just pray that we would have an awareness, a newness of your presence, of who you are, Lord, and why we can trust you. why we could put our faith in you when we don't know the answers, when we don't know what's going on. And so, Lord, I pray over the men that we can be men who have faith, men who have trust, men who have courage to walk when they don't know the way, Lord. And that you would encourage us on our journey. You would encourage us in our seasons, Lord, and strengthen us that we can be of strength to our family. Lord, that we can help lead our family through times of trial, Lord, not in our own strength, but because of you, Jesus. Because in our weakness, you are made strong. And Jesus, you are the King. And you are the warrior, Lord, who made a way, Lord. Your obedience to die on the cross made it available for us to pray to the Father. Made it available for us to become sons to the Father. And so we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.